Good morning and welcome to another Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights, California. And this morning I'm coming to you from my study and I'm standing next to a watercolor here that hangs on the wall. And actually within the last 20 minutes, 15 even, maybe 10, somebody came in my office and noticed this watercolor. It's actually a depiction of the Unity Temple in Oak Park, Illinois, a suburb of Chicago that was designed by Frank Lloyd Wright. Perhaps you've heard of him. He was quite a famous architect, the prairie design of things. And one of the reasons I liked this picture, in addition to kind of liking his style of architecture and having visited his home and studios in Oak Park and doing the walking tour and all the things that you do in that part of the country, if you like Frank Lloyd Wright, that is above the door into the temple is the inscription, "For the worship of God and the service of man." And I liked that saying as well. So in one of our visits there, we purchased this watercolor, and it's a reminder of our time there. Being a pastor, especially here in my study, a lot of the artwork is religious in theme, and I have a lot of pictures of churches and other things hanging above this. I don't know if it's in the frame or not. It doesn't matter. Is a mosaic from the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel, the hand of God or the finger of God and David touching. Below it is a little much smaller watercolor that we got at the Field of Dreams. Not a church, but I like to think of it as sacred space nonetheless. And it's got me thinking, on the other side of the camera behind you is a needlepoint of the church my grandmother grew up attending in Sweden. I've got a pencil sketch of Notre Dame and pictures from the St. Peter's Basilica as well. That's what we do, I guess, as pastors, take pictures of churches. I even on my bookshelf have a book with pictures and descriptions of churches in Chicago. Interestingly enough, and I'm getting to the point, that book doesn't list any of the churches we attended or even where I did my internship when we lived in Chicago. It has pictures of beautiful church buildings and some brief descriptions of the architecture. But it actually doesn't talk about the churches, the people, the body of Christ that make up those communities. I don't know anybody who attends the Unity Temple in Oak Park, Illinois. I don't know anybody who regularly worships at St. Peter's Basilica or spends time in the Sistine Chapel. I don't know anybody who attends the church my grandmother attended in Sundsvall, Sweden. So I can't really tell you anything about those churches, but the churches I have attended and the church that I currently serve as pastor, I can tell you about those churches, about the people who make up those churches, about the services and the worship services and the service we provide to the community. I can tell you about how we love our neighbor. I can tell you about how we are a good neighbor. I can tell you about our Christian formation programs and the other ways that we try to learn about and embody the love of God in all that we say and all that we do. Churches and the buildings can be beautiful. And I love going into church buildings. I love seeing the architecture. I love the artwork that comes from them. But that doesn't tell the story of that church in actuality. You know, what was it? This is a church, whatever. The church, Siebel, open the door, see all the people. I know I flew through that. The reality is the church is the people, the very body of Christ, making Christ known in the world around us. And so that's my encouragement to you today is to remember it's important that we steward the and take care of the edifices, the buildings that where we meet and where we worship. But in reality, the church is the people, and how we become known in a community shouldn't be by the architecture of the structure, but how we live our lives, how we care for the least of these, how we love our neighbors, how we actually live in accordance with what we preach and what we teach. It's been good spending a little part of this day with you, and I look forward to seeing you maybe in worship on Sunday and or next week for another Hump Day Hallelujah. Take care.